This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And we're going to start the show with Russia, where a second suicide bombing in as many days shook the city of Volgograd, killing at least 15 people. Volgograd is about 400 miles northeast of Sochi, where the Winter Olympics are set to start in 6 weeks. The Games will likely cost about $50 billion, making them the most expensive ever. We called up the BBC's Artem Lys in Moscow to talk about the risk to the Games. Artem, thank you so much for joining me.
No problem.
What are people saying about these bombings, and how have they kind of settled into the perception of whether Russia is ready for Sochi?
I think a lot of people in Russia are in shock. A lot of people certainly did not expect something like this to happen, especially this close to the Sochi Olympics. You have to understand that over the last few years, the media here, the state-controlled media, have been saying day in, day out, that the insurgency in Russia is under control, that the Sochi Games will be, and I'm quoting, the safest Olympics in history. Most people are just concentrating on the day-to-day, as it were. But there is a very palpable sense of unease, certainly here in Moscow, and in other places around Russia as well.
A lot of money has been spent on the Games and on security. Is there a sense that you have that more will be spent and security preparations will be ramped up elsewhere?
Well, look, President Putin has already said that security will be strengthened across the country. But then ultimately it's a question about whether the money is being spent in the right way. A lot of work being done by the security officials here is centered around trying to weaken President Putin's perceived or real political opponents. And a lot of the security experts here are saying that this amount of money and this amount of resource and effort could have been better spent trying to infiltrate those extremist cells and trying to tackle them.
What does it mean for Sochi and for Russia if tourists don't come?
Well, I think it'll be a massive blow. But I think it's too soon to say how it will affect the tourists, people coming to the Olympics. And a lot of the Russians do believe the Kremlin when the Kremlin says that the Olympic Games as such will be very secure. As far as the foreigners go, well, yes, I imagine some people will now be thinking, should they actually be going to Russia? Is it dangerous or is it not? I don't think there's anything that the Kremlin can say that will persuade them one way or the other. And I think it will remain ultimately their choice.
How much does Russia need these to go well?
Well, the Olympics has been President Putin's sort of pet project for the last few years, really. If you think about the recent events in Russia before those bombings, the amnesty which affected Pussy Riot and Greenpeace, and the pardoning of Mikhail Khodorkovsky, these are all the steps President Putin has been taking to ensure that there is good PR ahead of the Olympics. Mm-hmm. It's a project of massive importance for Russia, of course, and for the Olympic movement, but also for President Putin's personal vanity, a lot of people will have you believe.
Artem Lys from the BBC in Moscow, thank you so much for talking with me.
Pleasure.